Hello, and welcome to another episode of Dream a Little. This podcast is here to help you communicate and implement kinky things into your relationship in a healthy and balanced way. I'm your host, Lo, and I'm so excited to have you here today. Thank you for choosing this podcast. I know there are so many other ones you could be listening to right now, so I really feel lucky to have you. Today, we are talking all about balancing kink and vanilla life, which we all know is important, especially when you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't share the same kink as you. So this is the right episode for you if your partner knows about your kinks and they role play with you occasionally, but you're worried that you might overdo things and you want to know how often is too often to be role playing and how little is not enough. So what is the right pace to take things? I know you want to respect your partner and make sure they're happy in the relationship as well. So we're going to have all of it answered today in the episode. Don't forget to stay tuned to the very end because, as always, I have a special gift for you. Before we get started, I do have to give a shout out to everyone on Patreon. Thank you for supporting the creation of this show. It really means the world to me. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to patreon.com/dreamalittle. Okay, let's get started. Can we just acknowledge how freeing and amazing it is to have a partner who knows, understands, and indulges you in your kinks? It's a gift, and you're really lucky if you have them in your life. But all too often, I hear of kinksters who are so excited to get started. They rush into things way too quickly. Their partner gets overwhelmed or a little bit freaked out. So what do I mean by rushing into things? Well, an example could be showing them your huge stash of little stuff or trying to make every single fantasy that you've ever had happen the first time or pressuring your partner to try your kink before they've had time to prepare or, you know, not being able to notice signs that your partner needs you to pump the brakes or just randomly surprising your partner by wearing around them without warning. I've done that. Not a good idea. Or you could rush them into it by talking about your kink to the point of it bordering on an obsession. Of course, these are all giant no-nos, but it's so confusing. Where do you draw the line? It's hard to tell, especially when your partner is taking on to the role really great, or maybe this is your first time opening up to someone and you're just really excited to talk about it out loud for the first time. The line is going to depend entirely on your partner, which means that you have to sit back, be patient, and allow them to initiate playtime if you don't want to overwhelm them. This is a good strategy because it reinforces the fact that you're not putting any pressure on them at all, and it ensures that you're not overdoing things, and it shows your partner that this is not some type of unhealthy obsession, but just, you know, something you're interested in trying occasionally. And when they do eventually bring it up, just be sure to be honest with them about what you want if they have questions and do your part to educate them on how to act. When that golden moment comes up, always tell them, you know, how happy it made you and be sure to do something nice for them in return. For example, if they have a certain, you know, fetish or thing, like maybe they have a thing for you wearing heels in bed, just throw on a pair and go crazy, you know, like just take care of them as much as they take care of you is my main point. Another way to prevent overdoing things is to talk about your expectations for your partner and what they expect and also set some boundaries around your kink play. And that means you sit down and you think of specific social, professional situations and you decide whether or not that's an appropriate time for you both to do or wear certain things. Some personal boundaries I have are I don't wear to the gym, I don't wear to work, I don't wear around friends or family. You know, that's different if I have kink friends visiting, it's a different situation. And I set these boundaries because I've tried wearing around others and it causes me a lot of stress. So your boundaries may be different from your partner's, but it's important to plan this ahead of time so you don't end up in an uncomfortable situation, feel stupid, or turn off your partner. And boundaries will vary from couple to couple. If you're just starting out and your partner isn't really comfortable with the idea of your kink or they haven't seen you wearing or something like that, maybe a boundary you have right now is that you only wear when your partner won't be there and you only wear when it's agreed upon, you've talked about it, and you just promise me you won't surprise them by just wearing, because that's never a good idea. Next tip is to don't try to make all of your fantasies come true as quickly as possible, because honestly, anticipation is half the fun. In my opinion, this makes for lasting relationships because you leave something to the imagination. I mean, if you try to make every single fantasy you've ever had happen right away, there's no buildup to it. And half the fun is just waiting for it and imagining it and thinking about it. It's like, you know, that feeling you get before you go on a big trip or before, you know, Christmas morning. You're just really looking forward to it and you're excited about whatever it is happening. And heck, there's still stuff my boyfriend and I want to do but haven't yet. And we've been together for 3 years. But if you're really serious about this person and you plan to spend the rest of your life with them, you know, what's the rush? Take it slow. Enjoy the ride. Half the journey is learning new things about each other and, you know, just enjoying it. So you hear about safe words and kink all the time, but it's especially true when you like things like forced regression or when you like hearing your partner say no, even though it doesn't really, you know, mean no. My boyfriend and I have a safe word that's pineapple, and somehow fruit just seems to be a pretty common way of picking a safe word. But this is not only for, you know, sex, but also when you want to tell your partner that you're really not interested right now. So negotiate your safe word and tell your partner feel free to use this anytime if you don't want to role play. So there you have it, friends. Those are my best tips for striking a healthy balance between your vanilla and your kink life for your own happiness as well as your partner's. I do have a free download available for this episode. It's a list of ways you can help your partner feel loved and appreciated right now, no matter what their love language is. Gifts, acts of service, quality time, touch, words of affirmation, we've got it all listed. And you can get access to this guide by going to thelittlelounge.com/69download. Because this is episode 69. Again, that's thelittlelounge.com/69download. As always, I will link to this in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.